JOFM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Relate to your fellow man. If you say you have a relationship with the Lord, we ask the question, what is it that you say you know? For the Bible tells us here, it tells us we know how much God loves us. And we have put our trust in his love. For God is love. And all who lives in love live in God. And God lived in them. If you believe, if you have a relationship with the Lord, then you have a fellowship with him and you live in him and he lives in you. That's why we are uniquely different. That's why we are peculiar people. That's why we act different than that of the world, because there's something significant that's within us that makes us look completely different from the world. It is not an accident that I can go over the four corners of the world and I can meet up with a Christian, because there's something about their talk, Donald. There's something about their personality, Sister Hurst, that make them unusual. Why? Because when they meet one another, there's something uniquely different. Because the Holy Spirit has placed something within each and every one of us that makes us peculiar. The world sees us and back away because the world can't handle what's in us. But when you've been bought with a price, when you have a relationship with our Lord, our God, and our King, you can share God's word at any time, in any place, in any position, and the world will know who you are. My brothers and sisters, we are told how earthly fathers have the responsibility of directing and guiding. You just ain't a father to be a father. Your responsibility is to direct, and your responsibility is to guide your children. As fathers, we are told to train up our children. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart. And even if that child strays somewhat, for we've all strayed from time to time, they will not forget the direction and the training that have been given to them by the parents and the leadership of the father. And by this, my brothers and sisters, is part of the universal love God has mandated for the world. Then in 1 John 4, 7 through 21 speaks of God's loving nature. This love is not merely an attribute of God or his characteristics. It is part of his very makeup. Why? God is not merely loving. We are told at his core, he, God, is love. For God is love. The reason God is love is because when we see all of the things that he have done, it was all designed for you and I because of his love. Yes, sir. The world that was created and everything that was placed in it was part of God's love for the world. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son. Not only did God love the world, but God loved everything that he put in the world. God established, affirmed, declared, and decreed everything that you and I are a part of. And he then gave man dominion. Fathers, he gave you dominion. And when you have dominion, you have responsibility. And when you have responsibility, you ought to act like according to what God called you to be. And when you act like what God called you to be, you're different. Your demeanor is different. Your walk is different. Your talk is different. Your children know you are different. Why? Because you are the father, you are the head of the house, and God placed you there. And the Lord has an expectation. For he said, Adam, where are you? And he's calling every man to accountability for his own house. The Lord is waking us up in this generation to what he has. God alone loves in the completeness of his perfection of love. For love comes from God. He is its source. And since God is love, then you and I, who are his followers, who are born of God, will also love. It's not an accident that we fall in love. God made it that way. Jesus gave us something unique. Not only did he fulfill the law, the Torah and the Hebrew. Not only did he fulfill the law, the Pentateuch, the five books of the Bible, but Jesus fulfilled the law and the prophets. And then Jesus did something so significant. He gave us a new commandment. He said, love God and love thy neighbor. He said here that we have a responsibility to love God and then love thy neighbor with all thy heart, not with part of it, not a piece of it, not changing from day to day, not time for time, but love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And then the second commandment is like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On this we shall know what God is speaking to us concerning his love. God's love comes in such a unique way because we can see him working in our life and through our life. And because of that, we know that the second commandment, he said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And both of these commandments, my brothers and sisters, it speaks of unselfish or unwavering love. Yeah. Every now and then, our love can become self-centered because I want to do what I want to do and I want to be the way I want to be. My love becomes self-centered. And anytime it becomes self-centered, watch out for P-R-I-D-E, pride. Pride will mess you up every time. When you have a relationship with the Lord, it is not about you, it's about him. For God loves you so much that he sent his son to baffle all of the stuff that you and I love to embrace. And the Lord said, just wait for me to reveal my love to you. The historical texts reveal how love and redemption is seen in what is called the prodigal son. Jesus tells this parable to illustrate how man can be restored to a right relationship with God, which is implemented in the complete work of Christ. This story, Antioch, should be of great interest to every person here this morning. Because all of us tend to drift. We drift from time to time. Or we all tend to depart from a healthy and a joyful relationship with God. How many times have you drifted? You know, when you drift, you tend to just float subtly away. But while you drift, we move farther and farther away from the source that can hold us where we need to be. My anchor is in the Lord. And if I don't have an anchor in the Lord, I will drift. I will move. I will go farther and farther away from the source that makes me who I am. And when I drift away from the Lord, I get caught up in lying and cheating and backstabbing and all of that stuff that pulled me away from the Lord. I'm drifting away from the strength. I'm drifting away from the foundation. I'm drifting away from the thing that will keep me in security with the Lord. But if I am anchored, I will not be moved. If I am anchored, I cannot be deterred. If I am anchored, you can't pull me away. If I am anchored, for my anchor is in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we have a joyous and a healthy relationship. When we think about this parable also relates to every Christian who have a relationship with God. And that relationship, my brothers and sisters, should be what each and every one of us need to have. In either case, my brothers and sisters, this parable shows us how we can be restored to a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. The prodigal son serves as an analogy or a likeness of our Heavenly Father's relationship with his children. Mm-hmm. The father in this story represents God. Yes, sir. While the two sons represents people, or you and I.
Yes, yes.
The younger son represents those who have left a right relationship with the father.
Yes.
The older son in this story illustrates the attitude of a self-righteous and how often they have issues concerning God's abundant grace toward sinners. Oh, wow. God's abundant grace. God's grace, his unmerited favor, his inexhaustible supply of goodness. This brother saw this and he had issues with it because he was angry.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, like the father in the parable, God regrets our rebellion, but God loves us so much that he will allow us to walk out of his fellowship with him. And this is because of our free will. God says, I love you so much, I'll even let you stray. I love you so much that I would even allow you to drift away. I love you so much that I've still got something headed for you, that even though you're walking away from the Lord and even though you are doing things that are not in God's best interest, God says, I will allow it, but I don't like it. And because I will allow it, because you have a free will. And your free will can impact God's sovereignty. And when we think about what we are doing to God, I have shared with you over and over, our free will is always messing with God. God said, if we just be grounded in his word and do what he says, then our free will be lined up with his will. And if our will is lined up in his will, we will understand why it says, thy will be done. Not your will, his will.
Yeah.
So many times we always put in our will before God's will. The truth of the matter is, get your will out of the way and start allowing God's will to govern your life. And when you let your will, when you let God's will govern your life, you in God's permissive will. God will open up doors and pour you out a blessing that there won't be room enough to receive it. Get your will out of God's will way, and God will give you, he will do so much for you. He will do exceedingly, abundantly more than you could ask or even think. Why? Because God is love, and that love comes a multitude of faults.
Yeah.
So we have to know what God is up to.
Yes, sir.
My brothers and sisters, God is moving us into a relationship that will keep us moving and going in the right path.
Yes, yes, yes.
He is also a God who runs to us when we return and be restored. He is a God who will run to us and restore us when you and I repent. The parable, my brothers and sisters, tells us there was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to the father, Father, give me my share of the estate. Give me what's mine. That sounds personal. But it also sounds selfish. Give me my share of the estate. Now, all of it belongs to the father. What gives him the right to say, give me what belonged to me? All of it belonged to the father. The earth is the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.